Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is Amanda, and every week we will be reading some news stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Week 17. President Sarkozy was left fighting for his political survival this week after his defeat in the first round of France's presidential elections. The president won 27% of the vote, 1.5 points behind his socialist rival François Hollande. The two men will now go head to head in a runoff next Sunday, the 6th of May, with polls suggesting a win for Mr. Hollande. 8 other candidates were eliminated. The big surprise was the strong performance of the far-right candidate, Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Front, who gained 18% of the vote, a record for the party. The prospect of a socialist victory, coupled with the collapse of the Dutch government, unsettled the financial markets, and share prices fell steeply across Europe. Hollande has pledged to renegotiate the new EU fiscal pact, which is seen as vital to saving the euro. The Netherlands, formerly regarded as one of the EU's most stable economies, has become the latest European country, following Ireland, Portugal, Greece, and Italy, to see its government fall apart as a result of the Eurozone crisis. The Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, resigned on Monday after the far-right Freedom Party of Geert Wilders withdrew its support for spending cuts needed to meet the EU's stringent new rules on budget deficits. The party was not officially a member of the centre-right coalition, but had previously supported it on major issues. Queen Beatrix only accepted Rutte's resignation after a 2-hour meeting at the palace in The Hague. She urged all ministers and deputy ministers to continue to do all that is necessary in the nation's interests. Iceland's former Prime Minister, Geir Harde, has been found not guilty of negligence over the 2008 banking crisis, which devastated the island nation's economy. However, the Special Constitutional Court found him guilty on one minor charge, of failing to hold cabinet meetings dedicated to dealing with the financial crisis, a verdict Hard described as absurd. The court, he said, had clearly felt the need to find him guilty of something to save the neck of the parliamentarians who instigated the proceedings. The Landsdomur Court, set up in 1905 to deal with criminal wrongdoing by ministers, but never previously convened, ruled that Harde would not face punishment and that his legal costs would be paid. Harde is the only world leader to have faced trial over the financial crisis. President Jacob Zuma has married his third wife in 4 years, bringing his current tally to 6. Last weekend, Zuma, aged 70, who was born into a polygamous family and is fiercely proud of his Zulu heritage, wed Gloria Bongi Ngema, aged 40, with whom he has a 7-year-old son. Opponents have attacked the lavish expense of the wedding and Zuma's official £1.5 million a year spousal budget. Thank you for listening to the Speak Slowly Please podcast. See you next week.